Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Once again, how are you doing? It's the Luke and Pete Show. It's a Thursday, which means Batteries, Boys, One Direction and Bumkirk. To be quite frank, Luke Moore is joining me once again. It's the Luke and Pete Show. I mean, this is the bare minimum we can bring you, to be quite frank. Me and you talking about nonsense.
It's a stripped back version of podcasting that every other broadcaster is too cowardly to do. I think they need to build up
jazz.
They need to build things around them to lean on.
Mm.
Oh, what's happening here? What's happening there? What subjects are we going to talk about? Where's the running order? Have we got a sponsor? You know, all that kind of stuff. Me and Pete, we just freestyle it, baby.
Well, I mean, we do have a running order, but it's mainly just me dropping in dirty YouTubes and
links that I don't understand. Like, you've basically put something in our shared document today, which I think is as good a time as any now to talk about. Right. New Rowhammer technique bypasses existing DDR4 memory defences.
Well, I mean...
That doesn't make any sense to anyone.
I put that in the WhatsApp group because I thought it was interesting, but it ended up in the running
order. But it's not interesting because no one understands it.
Is it interesting, though?
Well, why don't you try and explain it to a lay audience?
I'm not sure I can. DDR memory is in everything. It's,
right.
You know, it came in probably about 15 years ago, 20 years ago.
Right.
And it is incredibly popular in everything we use. So every computer you've got, every computer I've got, every server that underpins our very existence, etc. The Rowhammer effect is a security exploit that some hackers, some incredible fucking geniuses, have figured out that relies on the leaking of electrical charges between adjacent memory cells inside the microchips, inside the DIMMs, inside the DDR4 memory. It's incredible, Luke. And so it enables some naughty person to flip ones and zeros and change the content in the memory by changing the electrical impulses in surrounding memory cells, effectively. And we are talking atom-sized fucking things.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing. I don't know how... I don't know how... It's almost too complex for any actual hacker to get hold of. You know what I mean? It's a proof of concept that no hacker, no general kind of hacker could really take advantage of very quickly. It's going to take some years for them to even catch up, which I think is amazing.
And people need to accept that today that actually you can get bloody annoyed with hackers, but they are really good.
Yeah.
They're talented.
I mean, some of them are, but they're the ones that just create like naughty exploits that, you know, hack your PlayStation 5 so you can play video game, you know, hacked video free video games or stuff like that. They're the fun ones, but they're always the most intelligent ones. The thick ones are just the ones who are just using off the shelf, you know, Chinese kind of, you know, you pay 100 quid and they give you this kind of cheat, effectively this hacking thing, and you just point it in. It's a bit like buying a gun, I suppose. These Chinese hacking firms, they make these quite complex batch files or macros that you buy for a certain amount of money, and then it's basically just like buying a gun. Now, if I want to hack you, I'll fire it at you, effectively, and get all your sweet beans.
Yeah, that is disappointing, to say the least.
But this Rowhammer effect thing, it's been around since 2014. They're only trying to sort of, and they've finally managed to get some proper exploits kind of up and running and stuff. But I just find it amazing that inside the fucking memory modules, by manipulating surrounding memory fucking holes, it can affect the other memory holes in modern devices.
At the core of its very essence, exchange of information through computers is just binary 1 or 0, 1 or 0, 1 or 0. And the combinations of those things are what generate what we see and what we experience. And they're able to manipulate that at such a low level that they can completely undermine anything that's happening.
It's completely kind of system device non-specific. It can do anything.
Is it a myth to say that when they catch those sweet beans hackers, they give them a job?
There's certainly a lot of companies do have, if you go to them and go, look, give me 20 grand and I'll tell you what's wrong with your system. And then you tell them, and they do pay out.
But crucially, do they pay first? Because I could do that. That sounds really easy.
I've heard of the Rawhammer effect.
Yeah. I think I can tell you what's wrong with your computers.
20 grand. I might just set up a business on Facebook Marketplace and just, which a lot of people seem to be doing, where they'll fix your computer. Yeah. And like, because most people's computers are fucked in a very unfuckable way. Oh, sorry, in a very... Yeah, unfuckable way. You can unfuck them quite easily. And so you can really make a lot of money by being an absolute charlatan.
You still enjoying Euro time on Facebook Marketplace? You send me a lot of Facebook Marketplace links.
There was a man last night, came to the door with a little boy, and I was like, it seems a bit trick-or-treaty. And I thought, what's going on here? There's some kind of hustle happening. And he said, I'm here to pick up a wand. I don't know why I didn't put this in the runner. Yeah, he said, I'm going to pick up a wand. I was like, what?
He's making you sound like a paedophile, right? Trying to sell magic wands to kids on the internet.
And I said, is this like Facebook? And that was my first thought. I thought it's Facebook Marketplace. He's gone to the wrong house. And I went, went upstairs, went, Sarah, are you selling a Harry Potter wand?
You've doubted yourself there, which I like. Yeah.
The only thing is, I'd seen that one on Facebook Marketplace. So at least I knew it was for sales. I knew it was legit.
How old was the kid?
How big is that?
Five.
Yeah. So yeah, he was getting a.
Is he excited?
That would be exciting. Isn't it? You and your dad going out on a little Harry Potter quest to go and grab a wand. That's the magic of marketplace, mate.
I don't want to be disrespectful, but if I turned up to your house and you answered and my dad was buying a wand off you, I'd be thinking, what's going on here?
Out of the whole street, I would be the most likely to fucking have one. I don't even have any kids.
How do they get resolved?
I went upstairs and said, Sarah, started
fashioning one out of twig. 100 quid.
Just a big doob.
How much did you, you going to buy it for?
But I said, good luck with your quest to find the Harry Potter wand.
Well, you've made it sound like a challenge there. And you're making it sound like you're involved.
It's like an escape room.
Good luck with the challenge. Well, he's definitely got it then.
Sarah came downstairs and went, I think you knew the answer to that when you asked whether I was selling a Harry Potter wand.
So do you reckon he'd have got his hands on one?
I don't know. It's hard to say. I hope he did. I hope he did.
You know, in Harry Potter, the wands are kind of...
They can fly, can't they? Can they fly?
That's a broomstick.
That's a broomstick. Yeah,
the wands are unique to the wand holder. So you get your wand made based on your personality and how you'd like to do magic. And some of them have like a unicorn hair through the middle of them or a dragon string or something.
Oh, right.
What would you have in yours, do you think?
I'd have like a
noodle, big long Japanese noodle, probably.
Big long Japanese noodle. Ramen. Or it would be, I'd have LED lights, like a gaming PC.
So I like that. So your Harry Potter one would be one long ramen noodle through the middle of it, with some gaming lights at the end.
At the end, yeah.
That's nice.
It's nice. That's looking
well.
Yeah,
that'd work really
Kevlar,
well.
Covered in Kevlar.
Yeah,
for no reason.
Very nice. There's not been any upshot of the car accident outside my house yet.
No, I've had people.
Well, I've had people tapping the WhatsApp.
Yeah,
group
going.
For the street.
Has anyone's car been totaled? That
Derek next door.
Derek, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What? Because I think about this. Because a new driver, if I crash into someone, do people crash their cars quite often? That if I crashed into them, I hate kind of any kind of social interaction out on the street.
I mean, you're going to have to interact with people if you crash your car.
Yeah. But like,
someone say you already have insurance.
Have you had an insurance claim on your? Have you had a crashed car before? Never had a crashed car.
No.
I'm just thinking that I don't necessarily know what to do. Would they necessarily know what to do because they're bigger boys?
Yeah, all you do is just exchange information.
Right. So, what's the information? Yeah, they say that. Let's exchange numbers. And what's that? I mean, what's that going to do?
Because then you got the car registration number. You got the name of the person. You got the number of the person.
Yeah.
So you call your insurance company.
So some fucking rotter.
And it's a fucking pain because if you're not, it depends on the type of policy you got, you might lose your no claims. So poor old Derek next door,
yeah,
who's very big in the local community.
Yeah.
He runs the amateur dramatics.
Right.
Right. He's got a half share in a gallery for amateur artists.
Nice.
Yeah, he's a good lad.
Upstanding citizen.
Nice fella. He had us all round for cocktails summer before last, before COVID, because he does a lot of work over in Brazil, and he had all these Brazil-themed cocktails, and we went over there, and it was great.
Cool.
What reward does he get for that? Someone totaling his car.
Did it total it, or just kind of...
Written off, baby.
Written off.
And to add insult to injury, he also had his bike. He's a keen cyclist. He had his bike parked in a little bike park. That got totaled as well.
In there as well.
Next door.
In there.
So I think what he would have to do is call him up and say, someone smashed into my car, come and have a look at it.
Yeah.
And the insurance company will either say, yeah, we'll fix that.
Mm.
Good luck with your premium next year. Or we can't fix that. The mechanics, they can't fix it because it's too expensive. It's that, therefore, it's written off. Write off means that it's more than the car's worth to
fix
it.
Yeah.
You have to get another car. So, you know, look, mate, it's heady business. Heady business. But anyway,
modern life is rubbish.
It is. The only thing people are talking about in the WhatsApp group at the moment, mate, is speed bumps.
Yeah.
They're still banging the speed bumps from. And interestingly
enough,
I think
you're right, though. I think more speed bumps just make your car fly.
I'll tell you something interesting around this, right? Mm. So it happened to a mate of mine's street. He doesn't live in London.
No.
But there was people speeding up and down the residential street.
Yeah.
And the residents were pissed off about it, obviously. He lives on the same street as Justin Lee Collins.
Okay.
That's a side point.
Side point.
Yeah. Anyway, so there was a car accident because people were driving too fast. No one got hurt. Not a big deal. But
he didn't drive like this in the 90s.
Yeah, that's what he said.
That's what he says.
So what Justin Lee Collins did...
The A-team you should drive faster than this.
...is he tried to reunion all the people involved in the car accident. No. So what they did is they said, look, we want to sort out fast people driving too fast down the street.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about speed bumps. Fucking too expensive.
Yep.
Council wouldn't pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
What they did is they saw a study that came from somewhere like Netherlands or Scandinavia where they put pot plants, like as in planters, on the pavements.
Right.
And they painted different coloured shapes on the road itself.
Right.
And what that did was it gave the drivers something to think about. Oh, God, what's it? What's this?
Yes.
And it stopped them driving fast. And it actually fucking worked.
Right. Just kind of like obfuscation. Kind of like, what? I've got, this is a puzzle I've got to figure out.
Oh, no, this must be some kind of area for something.
Stumming, yeah.
Kids' playground, something like that. So I'm not going to drive too fast. And it actually worked, and it cost a lot less than putting the speed bumps in, which apparently is very expensive.
I would just write the little symbol, some Squid Game on the fly in chalk.
Nice.
And they'd be like, whoa, don't want to go down this road.
Dressed in the pink overalls.
Dressed in the pink overalls.
With the mask.
With the mask.
Have you seen all Squid Game now?
No, not seen a single one.
Why not?
Because it got too far.
It's a detrimental duty, that is. You're negligent. It's negligence.
Negligence. It's got too far.
You like Eastern culture.
Right.
And you do podcasts.
Right.
As
Chris, I have to watch Squid Game.
I know it's set in Korea, not in Japan, but has Chris Broad seen it?
He talked about it. Yes, I think he has seen it.
I really want you to watch it because I think myself and our listeners would like to know your take on it.
I think I've seen everything. Bloody John Legend and his missus are doing Squid Game things and the chance to win a holiday at their house for Halloween.
Why is he involved?
Because everyone hates his wife now. I can't... It's a supermodel.
Chrissy Teigen,
who was a beloved of the left until a lot of DMs came out of her telling her kid to die or something.
Right.
She was beloved of the left, and now she's been cast adrift because your past catches up with you. And they did for Halloween, I believe, did a big Squid Games thing where their friends and family could win prizes by, you know, taking part in the Squid Games. And it's just very like... The whole idea, people look at it through the lens of, the whole idea of Squid Games is poor people trying to make money, trying to, you know, survive, and being John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, they're obviously very, very rich.
I mean, I'm surprised that they don't see that it's a fairly obvious metaphor.
Yeah.
That they've been victim of there by being ignorant. Isn't it?
Yeah.
For sure, but for the record, and probably for legal reasons, they weren't killing people.
No.
No. It was a light-hearted version.
Maybe the bodies haven't been found yet.
How long are you lasting in a Squid Game if you had to do it?
We've spoken about, the only one I've seen is What Time Is Mr. Wolf, and there's another one, sort of M.C. Escher kind of thing.
What's that?
I've seen. Isn't that kind of like, there's like stairs up and down and there's blood on the stairs and it's pink. Everything's pink.
No, but that's not a game. That's the background bit.
That's the background bit. Okay.
So, and the red light, green light, which is What Time Is It, Mr. Wolf?
Red light.
But the problem in Squid Game with that is that, this isn't the first episode, so you can get fucked if you can complain about spoilers. Hit fast forward for 30 seconds if you don't want to hear this.
Right.
the problem with that is it's the first game in Squid Game, so no one knows what's happening. So a lot more people get fucking nailed because they don't know it's happening.
Oh, so the whole Squid Games, they turn up and they don't know they're in the Squid Game.
At the start, they don't.
Right. They don't know they're in the Squid Game.
And that's the first game. No, they know they're in it, but I don't think they get killed.
Oh, right, okay.
They're like,
I think it's Takeshi's Castle or something.
Yeah, exactly. Which, by the way, ain't great. that deserves a lot of credit, Takeshi's Castle.
Yeah.
Brilliant show.
Well, Big Takeshi's a very important stand-up citizen.
Is that problematic for a Western audience to be appropriate in that?
No, it's a mad fucking, you know. It perpetrates that kind of, aren't the fucking Japanese wacky, but I mean they are wacky.
And it's them doing it. Oh, no, they're doing it, showing it. Yeah. No one's changing it. Mm. Some of the best TV to ever happen, forget your fucking Sopranos, when the people doing Takeshi's Castle are told that there's three doors to run through.
Yeah, and they've got to run full pelt.
And they do it.
Yeah.
No one goes up to them and pushes it to see if it's fucking paper. They just run full pelt.
It's not in the spirit of the games, Lou.
And the great thing about it is, whether it's a solid door or a paper one, the results are brilliant. Because they go so far through the paper one, they hurt themselves.
Yeah.
And they go so far into the door, they hurt themselves.
Yeah.
I'm telling you now, anything in society, you can talk about your kind of, you know, look at the way... you know, Stuart Lee develops his stand-up comedy. It's so clever. It's so intricate. It's so well-rendered. You know, he's doing callbacks 10 minutes later and it's funny. Yeah, fine. It's good. I like Stuart Lee. But really, all of society's comedic laughs can be drilled down to something like Takeshi's Castle.
Yeah.
Just other people hurting themselves voluntarily.
People falling over. Yeah.
So would you like to do Takeshi's Castle? You prefer that to Squid Game, obviously. The prizes on offer aren't as large. But the reward is lower, but so is the risk. Are you survive? Because you do sometimes see a Western person on Takeshi's Castle, and it's funny. And why are they all dressed as baseball players?
Oh, I don't know.
Baseball's big in Japan,
it's
right?
Just big in Japan.
Do you think you do all right in Takeshi's Castle?
Yeah, I think so. I think I always throw myself around, hurt myself, innit?
So if you could do Squid Game, well, you could literally win like 100 million if you survive. I won't say the final game because it's probably a bit fucking rich, a bit of a spoiler. You can do Takeshi's Castle, or you can do American Ninja Warrior. I think you'd be good on American Ninja Warrior.
Ninja Warrior is too upper body strength, isn't it?
You've got a good power to weight ratio, haven't you? Because you're small. You have. You used to be ripped.
Used to be ripped. Giving that all up.
So you wouldn't do Ninja Warrior.
One of Lars Sivertsen's delicious chocolate twists that you got in today.
Did he bring some in?
Sivertsen, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sivertsen. No one can say his name properly and it upsets me.
It's weird because he's Irish. Pete, we should get our listeners to email in to say what their tactics would be on Squid Game, Takeshi's Castle and American Ninja Warrior.
Right.
I get the impression... Listen, I'll tell you something now. We've got quite a lot of listeners to the Luke and Peach in America.
Mm.
I would be stunned if there's
Stone
not someone listening.
Stunned.
If there's someone listening who hasn't been on American Ninja Warrior, because it's on so often that there must be some people on it that are listening to this show right now. So if you are, get in touch. let's have a break. When we come back, people have got to do some batteries.
Let's do them.
It's going to be very exciting. So we'll do that. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll see if there's any new players enter in the game.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
We're back with the Luke and Pete Show. How the devil are you doing? Every single Thursday, we count down our and your favourite battery brands. If you've opened up an old kettle, an old electric
kettle, is it?
Well, you might have a clock-assisted kettle. They might have an AA in there.
Why is that your example?
I don't know. I'm trying to style out my mistake.
Say alarm clock.
Alarm clock.
If you've
opened up an alarm clock or a sieve, an electric sieve.
Battery-powered sieve.
or a battery-powered sword. Or battery-powered sword. Swords can't be battery. I'm trying to find things that don't have batteries in them, and I'm finding things with batteries in them.
Your Harry Potter wand.
My Harry Potter wand.
The ramen noodle with
the
exactly.
Lights. If you open that up, you might find a battery. If you find one that you don't think we've heard on the show before, get in touch. hello@lukeandpeteshow.com or you can tweet us @LukeandPeteShow on Twitter. What have we got this week? Lukey.
Am I doing it and you're searching?
You're doing it and I'm searching.
Okay. Step up, Richard Wootton. Come on down, Richard. Nice to see you. He says, evening, guys. Day one listener, first time emailer. Was recently clearing out the loft with my dad. We came across the remote control for his old Sony stereo system.
Lovely.
I popped the back off to be greeted with a pair of Sony Super Reds.
Sony Super Reds. Let's have a look.
He says, from a quick Google search, these batteries can be found on eBay described as rare vintage Sony Super Red batteries with cool graphics and are priced between £4 and £15.
What? So people are buying them? Mm. What? People buy them?
I think they're a new player.
I think they are a new player, and I can confirm.
Well done, Richard. Congratulations. Welcome in. So that's one new player out of one. We're 100% so far. Another Richard's been in touch. Mm. He says, forgive me if these are not new players. Inside a musical rattle gifted to my daughter that couldn't be turned off without removing the batteries, I found a pair of South House Supers.
South House Supers. Very enjoyable. Richard, I can exclusively reveal that A, you have beautiful long hands, and also South House Super is very much a new battery.
Very good. Mm. I can't believe we're still unveiling these after all this time. Thank you very
good
much
on
for
you.
That. Cheers,
good on
Rich.
You.
And then finally for now, Joel Bell. Hello. Second attempt at new battery brands. You don't get any credit for that. They're either in or they're not. He says, are large batteries, new entries, large? I don't think they are. I'm pretty sure we've seen them quite a few times before. Can you confirm that to me, Mr. Pete Donaldson, just by typing the word large?
Yeah, there is no fucking way I'm going to be able to confirm.
We've definitely seen them before.
Thank you, Joel.
Thanks anyway, Joel, but it's not not right this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Peter, do you want to do an email? We should probably do... do you know what we should do? We should do some more English Full English Breakfast Fry-Up emails, because we've had quite a few of those.
Right, okay. All right, okay. Well, Snoop God... presumably
you've
on Twitter,
that email.
has had a suggestion regarding full English breakfasts. What about using a Yorkshire pudding as a ramekin for beans? No extra dish to wash up, an excuse to eat Yorkshire puddings outside of a roast situation. Now, where do you stand on that? Because they are delicious. I think beans would possibly add a sweet piquancy to the to proceedings when it comes to that, because they can be quite heavy and tasteless and oily.
I want to dream here.
Yeah.
I want to fly as close to the sun as possible.
Yeah.
But I've been burnt in the past, and I'll tell you why. When I was a student, I was absolutely convinced that baked beans and pasta would go well.
People do, though. They presume. They see the tomato sauce, and they presume that that could be the same tomato sauce that the Italians use.
It doesn't work. It tastes terrible. It's the most disappointing.
But you've got to add cheese in there as well. But you can, if you add cheese to everything, it's delicious, isn't it? So
cheese can improve a multitude of sins. Can cover up a lot. I don't know if this would work. I think you're also breaking two cardinal rules, which is... You're intimating the idea that you can have baked beans somewhere near a roast, which you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be having a Yorkshire pudding with a full English. I get that it could be a kind of vessel. I totally understand that. In principle, it's a vessel. But I don't think that... I just don't really think it's going to be something we should be exploring any further. However, Snoop God, if that is your real name, why don't you send us in a video of you doing it with a little report, and maybe we can be persuaded.
Oh, actually, speaking of Snoop Doggy Dog, he is on a TV show, a feats of human endurance kind of TV show.
Of course he is.
Like stunt-based show with Cody Rhodes, the wrestler, and inexplicably, she was an actor in the film... Now completely fucking gone. Who was this bloke who directed the opening ceremony of the 2012 Olympics?
Who did the opening ceremony of 2012?
Sunshine.
Oh, his name is Danny Boyle.
Danny Boyle went out with an actress, who he may have directed in one of his bits. Basically,
Rosario Dawson.
Yeah. There we go. Got it in the end. Thank you very much. Thank you for playing the Pete's mystery actor, a game. And Rosario Dawson and Cody Rhodes, the son of the excellent Dusty Rhodes, and also Snoop Doggy Dogg. They are all doing like a Takeshi's Castle kind of Britain's Got Talent kind of shows your talent. So you got lads in like wheelchairs with flames coming out the backs of the wheelchairs doing flips and stuff.
Right.
You've got monster truck stuff. It's just basically, whatever you can do that's spectacular and dangerous, Snoop Doggy Dogg,
he's just Snoop Dogg.
He's
now,
just
right?
Snoop Dogg. Sorry,
right, just Snoop right. Dogg now.
Why is
he changed his name in about 1998?
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. All right, yeah. Fine.
He's involved, is he?
He's involved. I think and they're all judging whether who's good and stuff.
I think that anything you add Snoop Dogg to improves it.
Yeah, I like
what
that.
What wouldn't be improved? Tell me one thing that wouldn't be improved with the addition of Snoop Dogg.
He's not very good at streaming on Twitch, I've noted.
But that's a charming thing in itself, though, right? He's like in his 50s.
Yeah, he's charming because sometimes I just leave it on overnight.
That's great.
He'll come back to it in the morning.
So you've undermined your own argument.
Oh, I forgot to turn it off.
That sounds amazing.
Just him looking at his computer going,
No one can tell me anything that wouldn't be improved by the addition of Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, I've talked myself around there, to be honest.
That sounds so good.
Yeah,
like he's basically, good. If you happen to be there when he's come back and seen the thing still turned on, that's amazing. That's brilliant.
Well, also on the Beans, Gary Ricks has also sent in an email saying, guys, the beans in the ramekin is surely just for them to be placed in the microwave and blitzed rather than heating up a big saucepan of beans and keeping them warm for hours during service. Gary Ricks, you're probably fucking right, aren't you?
Yeah, but I mean... I don't think that's an excuse.
Let's have a little bean microwave to just do tiny bits of beans.
First of all, Gary doesn't feel like he's in anything approaching nodding terms with how chefs cook things.
Right.
They're going to cook more than a ramekin of beans at once. It's a commercial kitchen.
Yeah, but it takes a separate vessel, doesn't it?
No, but what I'm saying is...
Everything's just on a big grill, isn't it? Like a big flat grill. So you got your egg on there. You don't put your beans on the grill. No, that's what I mean. You wouldn't. So how would you cook them?
A big saucepan so you get more than one portion out at once?
Yeah, but like you don't know if anyone's going to want beans. I mean, there's a good chance that people will, but they do burn quite easily, don't they?
Well, I'm not doing no exchanges in my restaurant. You can't substitute items in my fried breakfast restaurant.
I reckon they just sort of... he's probably right, Gary. They probably make about 10 or 12, I don't mind picking that particular dozen, of ramekins of beans, and they just pop them in the microwave as and when.
I think the problem is you microwave in beans, some of them explode and it makes them very dry.
Yeah.
I just don't think, if you run your own cafe...
A convection oven.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
If you run a cafe though, Pete, would you be accepting customers substituting items in your breakfast? Because some places do, some don't. It's a big fine line between it.
There's one that I used to live next to, a little Italian kind of, just an Italian deli where they just sell like just escalops and pasta, a bit of bakes and stuff. And then they do loads of different kinds of, but they do like 12 different fried breakfasts. If you can't find something in one of them, none of them vegetarian. If you can't find one of them that doesn't tick all the boxes for you, then you're a fucking pain in the arse.
And I kind of understand that you want to be able to please the customer, but I mean, the substitution thing can go silly.
I don't want any bread, any beans. Yeah. I want black pudding instead of all of that.
Yeah,
I just want a big bowl of black pudding.
Yeah, can I substitute the toast for a steak?
Yes.
No, you fucking can't.
No, you can't, you maniac.
But sometimes,
it's roughly the same shape. I don't care.
I would probably go up to and including two substitutions, and the substitutions have to already be in the breakfast universe. I have to already be doing them.
What, if you want cornflakes in it?
Yeah.
Dirty old cornflakes in your beans.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, you have to really draw a line somewhere.
It's breakfast somewhere, I'd say.
And one thing I don't like about cafes as well is that they don't, a lot of the time, they'll serve up the sauces in those red and brown plastic containers, and the sauces will really be really cheap. always be really cheap. It won't be Heinz ketchup, and it'll be really vinegary off-brand brown sauce.
Yeah, but the worse than that is getting your tomato sauce in individual sachets. That can get fucked.
No, but at least it's Heinz.
Yeah, but there's never enough. There's never fucking enough of it, and you don't get any Tabasco. Give me Tabasco. Give me the light.
Yeah, and I also think that like with the scrimping on the tomato ketchup thing, how much money are they actually saving? Because I checked this earlier because I knew we'd be talking about this, and you can buy 4 liters of Heinz tomato ketchup from Amazon for under £20.
Are you paying with it with Visa credit card though? Because that's not happening in January, big boy.
What do you mean?
The Visa, thanks to Brexit, Visa credit cards are, according to Amazon, who are just, they are penniless at the moment. They are bereft. they can't afford the amount of money it takes to process the Visa credit cards in the UK, but just in the UK.
You're being serious?
They're no longer part of the EU.
So I've got a MasterCard debit, so I'm fine.
Yeah.
But all those people out there with a Visa debit,
yeah.
But that's not debit, that's a credit card.
Credit.
Yeah, but if you've got a Visa debit, that's why we got
issues. It doesn't go Visa debit. No, it's not Visa debit, it's just Visa credit.
Oh, Visa credit. Yeah. Okay. I don't have a credit card anyway.
Good.
Some of the bigger boys said I can't be responsible enough to have one. So
and yet they won't give me the stat card.
Yeah.
Because I'll pay for stuff.
Yeah, but the stat card does a lot of big trips around the office. People take it off me all the time.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Anyway, on that bombshell, we will get out of here for another week. Thank you for sending in your battery brands. Thank you for listening to us talk about fried breakfast. I understand it's quite an alien concept to people other parts of the world. Perhaps if you are living in a country that doesn't traditionally do fried breakfast, why don't you treat yourself to one? Why don't you go and make yourself one? Because I think that it would be interesting to see what the variations would be like, personally. Hello at lukeandpeacher.com for emails. Same place for the battery brands. We'll do some more next Thursday. We are at Luke and Pete Show on the old Twitter and Instagram. Big thank you to our producer, Rory, for his efforts this week, as ever. And we'll see you again on Monday. Have a lovely weekend. See you soon.
I'm not going to congratulate Rory until I've heard the edit.
Fair enough, actually. Easy gig, yeah. Isn't it, otherwise. He's already assumed that he's going to be doing a good job. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
A neutral shout out to Rory.
See you on Monday.
Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.